Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Fully Red Line Podcast Show. Well, Will Smith. He got banned for 10 years. For 10 years, he got banned. Three movie projects. And the studio don't know if they're going to go forward with it. Will Smith. What is you was thinking of, man? Okay, not only Will Smith, but we got Star Trek, we got good news too. Guess what? Two more episodes of Picard. And you know what's coming next. Two more. After this Thursday, two more episodes of Picard. And old Star Trek fans, you go get what you asked for. And I bet you, they had many times to get it right. They had all this time to get every detail right. Even though we don't know nothing about Christopher Pike that much, they can put anything they want in it, because his story never was told. So, and next season, we're going to get a Kirk, young Kirk. Y'all know, May is right around the corner. Let's talk about it. Star Wars fans, old Ben Kenobi and a new Star Wars movie coming 2023. I think that's what I last said. Yeah. Boy. Well, the Academy Award, whatever, the people who are running the Academy Awards, that's the Oscars. You know, they voted for Will Smith to be banned. He can't come to the awards. He can't see. He can't even go next year to represent to give the award to the next best actor. So, I didn't even know that. You know, whoever wins the best actor reward comes back next year. And handing another actor, a representative that another actor to the best actor or actress award. So he will present them their award because he got his award, and now he will present them. He will come back next year to present the award to that next best actor. You know. And now he can't do it because he's been in the band for 10 years. 10 years. He let Jaina mess him up for 10 years. He let Jaina mess him up, his career up. That this one look, he let her mess him up. And he can't come to the reward. He can't present award to the next best actor next year, because he won best actor this year. He can't come out next year to present award to another person who probably win the best actor or best actress's award, and that make it bad. I mean, Tyler Perry and Denzel Washington went up there right away after a commercial break. And they talked to the young man, asking what was going on, you know. And they said that everybody got quiet in that on the 20th. Everybody. I mean, everybody. Everybody was shocked what they saw. Think everybody who was up close there was shot. No. I'm surprised some other actors didn't come up there and stop him sooner he did it, you know. A lot of actors saw witness right when he did it. And a lot of actors was actors and actresses and saw was right there, right with a close seat. Producers, directors, writers, all was right there in front, right there. And I think nobody could believe what Will Smith did. I mean, well, this is going to be talked about for a long, long time, man. This thing is going to be talked about for a long time. And it's not going away. It's a story that is going to stick with you for the rest of your life now. And you really messed up, man. You really did. And I mean, Bad Boys 4 was coming back. They're going to do another Bad Boys. Once I heard that, and I just put it on YouTube because I'm looking at the YouTube channel, and they asked for comments, and I just say, Will, doggone Will. That's what I put in the comments. And I'm just speechless too, you know. It's just a lot, man. It's just a lot to take in because you made it. You made it. You came from Philly. And when you come from Philly, you recognize Baltimore too. That's right. People from Philly also representative Baltimore, you know, that means they're going to come and look at Washington, D.C. area and Baltimore area for talent, you know, and you just one of the people that's there, you know. I mean, I see none of the people from The Wire or from Homicide on the Street doing anything, and I was hoping that they would do other stuff too. And some of the actors is from Baltimore. Maybe they are. They might be doing something for Netflix or stuff and don't even recognize them no more. But maybe they are doing work and all. But you recognize mostly all good black men who wanted to be up there. I mean, not only the actors and actresses. I mean, NBA stars, football stars, basketball stars. You recognize all of them. Now, everybody gonna look at our athletes and movie stars and TV stars now. And once they act up, they gonna look at them, you know? And I just hope that you implement not only for yourself, but for other people that coming into the industry and people who is already there who's trying to struggle. I just hope that you don't lose those three movies that they was planning to make for you and all, especially Bad Boys 3 and the two other movies. I forgot the name of them. Anybody on Facebook, YouTube know the name of the other two, but I do know is going to be Bad Boys 4. We'll be right back, guys. I got a phone call. Okay? I'll call you right back. I'll be right back in a few minutes. Okay, back to the show. Sorry about that, people. Had to stop for a minute. It was about Jessica and everything. And we're trying to get some service, DDDA service and all. So everything's moving along. And once again, thanks for everybody's prayer. From around the world, from around the country, thank you for praying. So I can get her and get her out of that situation that she was in. And y'all know the story. And just thank you for your prayers and all. But let's get back to Will and move on. So I don't know how many people out there agreed that he did the right thing or he got out there to protect his wife and stuff like that. But to me, he didn't. He didn't do the right thing. And he brought it on himself, you know. And I know there's a lot of fans out there that was cheering for him and all, but he brought this on himself. A great actor, a great Hollywood star, never got in trouble. Got movie roles just like that, right from his TV show onto the movies, and got roles. But he gonna let this woman, that I thought was a great woman at one time, now the devil is coming out, you know, and just, I really thought Jada Smith was really a good mother and good wife, you know. But they saying they have problems, and they got a Facebook thing they put up on Facebook and got a lot of hits and stuff. It's a lot of things going on, and she went out partying while he had to struggle with what he did, you know, left him alone, you know, by himself. And the meaning of being with your man and woman and being married, you got my back, I got your back. That's one thing about marriage. Y'all partners, y'all lifetime partners, no matter what trouble you get into, you supposed to be there for each other. And I swear, Jana, she's going to get hers. She's going to get hers. If this man falls from grace, it's going to not be no more fault but hers. And it's going to be his too. But she's going to pin the most of the fault, you know. And she gets on her talk shows and stuff, talking about that she never want to be married and that all that stuff. I mean, what? The dirt is coming out now. The dirt about her is really coming out. And she goes around sleeping with a young man, one of her children's friends. I mean, what is going on in that family, man? What is going on, man? That is, I mean, anybody saw Grand Theft Auto? How the Grand Theft Auto started off? Anybody seen that? Or play the game, how dysfunction Michael family was. Well, I believe that's how dysfunction the Smith family is. Just like that. I mean, I'm pretty sure he ain't going out robbing banks and stuff like that. from that. I mean, but they're in Hollywood. The game was in Hollywood and all, based in Hollywood. And dysfunctional family. Always arguing, always yelling at each other, stuff like that. And the guy made it, you know, he got a house for the family and go out, make money for the family, put roof on their head, and clothes on their back, probably send them to college and all. He even played a movie with his kids and all. I mean, the young boy was a good, pretty good actor. I mean, Pursuit of Happiness. Anybody saw that movie? That's one of my favorite movies from him, because he played a role with his son, The Pursuit of Happiness, and he should have got a reward for that one. Him and his son should have got nominated and got a reward for that. Hancock was a good movie. I mean, I don't even know if people like it that much or not, but it was good. I mean, it was good. I mean, when they went back to do Independence Day 2, he didn't want to do it, but he did Independence Day. He did Man in Black 3. I mean, so it had to be some kind of deal that was done on that one, you know. They didn't want to pay him the money that he offered. He was asking for in Independence 3, Independence 2. So he didn't do it. So they probably gave him the money he was asking for Men in Black 3. He got his own trailer and all. Even though the movie wasn't little that much good, you know. But anything Will Smith played in, see him and Tommy Lee Jones back together in Men in Black, or see him and Martin back together in Bad Boys. I mean, he got two movies with two partners. Two hit actors. And I'm just wondering what they were saying. You know? I'm just wondering what they were saying. And wow, man. Wow, Smith. Oh, my goodness. It's, to me, it's just too much. Too much to bear, you know. It's just still, to this right now moment, it's still unreal. Can't believe it that it happened. And I mean, Chris Rock, you know, his ticket sales flew to the roof on this. No, I think it helped him a little bit, you know, but still, had to do something like that just to make his ticket sales go up. Come on, people, he didn't have to wait till he gets slapped on national TV to go see him. You could have did that without that, if you love him. Now they say his ticket sales went up. Sold out, you know. Why didn't he do it before that? America, y'all just most crazy people, you know. Gotta have some violence, just to make something happen, you know. And you don't really realize how impacted that it has on both sides of the aisles. And in the middle, you got this woman don't really care what happened to her husband now. She's on the internet, on YouTube and Instagram and all that, talking about she gonna leave him. I didn't prove that. Or I wasn't bothered about that, my hair thing. It wouldn't really bother me. She said that after he slapped the man. After she looked at him crazy, that made him get up and slapped that man for no reason. I mean, my tears goes out. My really tears goes out for Chris Rock, you know, for standing up, you know, for standing up for himself, and just keeping his cool on national TV. I still salute him for that and everything. But boy, man, I just, you know, would have been anybody else. They would have got locked up and all. Or, I mean, I just wonder if it was somebody else like that, what would happen, you know? I just hope that Will Smith will go and talk to Chris Rock and everything, and I just hope that he would talk to him private, call him up on the phone, have a coffee, something like that, have lunch with him and all, and just told him that he's real sorry about what he did. I just hope that this relationship would end, this bad relationship between them would end, because this relationship, y'all all remember what happened in Los Angeles on the night of the fight, right? Mike Tyson fight. Everybody remember that night, right? At the MGM. Y'all remember, right? We lost one of the greatest rap performance of all time. The golden rapper boy, Tupac Shakur. To this day, I still listen to his music. And when I listened to his music, I just couldn't believe that he's actually in a gang. Because the way he rap and tell stories, it's just hard to believe that he was living that kind of life. You know, just the way he was writing and telling stories and his music and all. I mean, it now gone for no reason. For no reason at all. Him and Biggie. And just don't want another tragedy, another horrible story in Hollywood. There have been many, many horrible stories in Hollywood about celebrities and all. I mean, stories you probably don't even know yet. It's kept under the rug and stuff. Like I said, Hollywood is DC and DC is Hollywood and vice versa. You know, they make the money here. They spend it out there. Got it? Once I say again, they make the money here and they spend it out there. And everybody in between, either you go see the movie or you have to go vote for your favorite president. That's how they get us. And then prices goes up, and then the Democrats come in trying to make things, but this don't get better. Democrats or Republicans side. And y'all know what I mean, you know. And those studios out there, they just throw money back to the Republicans and Democrats. Shut up. Shut up. I give you this, you shut up. I give you this, you shut up. Same way with Republicans and Democrats. Here, we give you this, if you make this. You give you this and you tell the story this, but you have to tell it our way. It have to be science fiction though, so people can stop saying it's real. We have real UFOs. Make more science fiction movies so people can stop that. And some people just don't believe it, you know. They just don't believe it. Well, what's going on, you know? It's right in plain sight. All you have to do is turn on CNN, right in plain sight. Why would a man come on a subway up in New York with a mask on and just start shooting people, throw a bomb and shoot people? But before that happened, he was up there harassing people and they didn't do nothing about it. They didn't do nothing about it. But that day, that awful day. He just got on the subway with a mask. With a mask. A green vest. He threw a bomb in there. And he just started shooting. Shooting people. But they could have stopped it a long time ago. You know? They could have stopped it a long time ago. With this person. Because he had an aggression against women. I just don't understand that. It's too many gentlemen clubs to have aggression against women. I mean, too many gentlemen clubs in every state to have aggression against women. So what? You couldn't find a girlfriend or someone to marry you. So what? If you had the right price, you can walk into a great gentleman club and they will love you until your money run out. You know? At least you'll be happy. I mean, that's all you had to do. You didn't have to go kill nobody, shoot people, you know? That's what the gentleman club's for. You know? You can't find a female, even male. You know? Nowadays, you gotta go both. But that's what the gentleman club is for. You know, that's what they get up and dance for. You gotta pay for it, you know, all that stuff. But at least you ain't hurt nobody. At least you ain't taking no gun to shoot nobody. Come on. Like the governor of New York said, this gotta stop. It gotta stop, people. It just gotta stop. I'm still going to pray for you. I just hope that you get those three movies. I hope the studio don't pull the plug on you. I'm really sorry that you've been banned from the Academy and all, and you resigned from the Academy and all. I realize that you took action and took responsibility for what you did and all, too. Because you resigned from the Academy too, and so on. But once again, my man, that was your night, okay? That was your night, your fans, to see you, to get your reward, to finally get your reward, and do what you're supposed to do with that reward, you know? That's just what your night, man. That was your night to shine. And you just blew it. You blew it. You know. So just try to make things right with Chris Rock, okay? Just try, okay? So, and wish you the best, man. Just divorce that woman. Divorce her. Get away from her and divorce her before she destroys you more, okay? You worked hard to get where you at. Leave, Will. Leave. Okay, from a fan and a friend and a person who love you very much, who glad that you are a black man that made it, leave. I'm sure the other fans that's listening agree to leave before things get more worse for you and everything. Just go and don't look back. I know you don't like divorces, but sometimes you have to do what you have to do. I don't either, but I had to do what I had to do. And this leave, man. Okay? That's really all I had to say, you know, really, is this. I'm just going to pray for you, man. I just hope it's not your downfall or your last. I just hope not. And it just, you know, whatever happened, this, take it, you know. Just take it like a man, you know. Just take it like a man. But we all love you. I mean, sorry, people. I'm still shocked over it. I'm still shocked and shooken over it, you know. And he was just a good star, you know. He was a good guy, you know. Who knows? He might have got a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame the following year. Who knows? Until this happened. But I don't know. Maybe one day you will. Maybe one day America will forgive you for this. Okay? So, this, hang in there, be good, and we'll be watching, Will. We'll be watching and we'll be playing. We'll be praying for you. And all's good. So, Star Trek fans, guess what? We just got, I would say, what, three more cards tomorrow, and two more to go after that, and then I think Star Trek fans, I think all Star Trek fans, from the Deep Space Nine fans, Next Generation fans, original fans, Voyager fans, Enterprise fans, Discovery fans, Picard fans, and a animated series, both animated series fans, all together, all the family, all the Star Trek fan family, can agree with me. I think this is going to be one of the biggest Star Trek comebacks in the history of TV. It's going to send a message to CBS, and it's also going to send a message to NBC. You should have never canceled the doggone show. It's going to send the matches to definitely NBC. Because I think this show, I think Paramount is getting paid for it. But I think this show is going to be one of the biggest Star Trek and science fiction shows that are going to hit the screen. And it's going to be big. And it might even break the internet. You know, who knows? Who knows the numbers are going to might be. Because we have all the Star Trek fans watching, especially the original, watching this. I think they got it right, people. And we're going to see single episodes. That's one thing y'all been asking for. You want single episodes, standalone episodes. I think you got that. Different episode every week. They might have maybe part two, because like they did in the original and Next Generation, or but they might do that because the series is too good, and they may have another part to it, like part two or part three. They might do it like that, you know. But I really think this is going to be the one of the biggest. They might even put it on the regular TV, you know. If everybody tune in to this. They might put it on regular TV and on stream. Because they got FBI and all the regular news shows on streaming too. And they got on regular TV. But send a message to CBS and Paramount. Send a message to them that we want it on regular TV. Okay? It's up to y'all. I mean, we the fans. We the one to make this. I mean, everybody tune into this. On May the 5th, tune into it. Break the network. Break their streaming service down. Make so many people tune in, it crash. Okay? We can do that. We did it before. When celebrities died and all. Do it again. Send a message to Paramount and CBS. And definitely send a message to NBC. Send a message to them. This is how it put the bin. With Discovery. Standalone episodes. And Discovery is still good. Still, it brought it back. We got to get Discovery a hand for bringing it back. Bring back Star Trek. And all. But I still, I do agree with y'all. I do. It's going to be really big, guys. So, all your screening people who got Star Trek screening service, YouTube channel, talk about it. Start talking more about this. I mean, all these Star Trek channelists, start talking about it. I mean, point out some bad things that they might can work on or change and stuff. Because I've seen some too. They bite it. But remember the cage? Y'all remember the cage? How the bridge looked on the cage when it first came on? And then when we got where No Man Gone before, it was a different stage, a set. So I think they got this right, guys. Plus, the reason why I'm watching it, we got Lieutenant Uhura, a young Lieutenant Uhura, and for the first time, I don't think really for the first time, but what I realized in my eyes, they got a blind guy playing a blind alien. He actually blind. They hire somebody with a disability. You know? That means I can be hired too. You know? But they hire somebody with a disability. And that will shoot up really with CBS and NBC. I mean, Paramount. You know? They hire a blind person to play a blind character. They didn't get a regular actor to act like he's blind. They actually got a blind actor. A real blind actor playing this character. That's another reason why I'm tuning in. That's civil disability. You know, but that, and to my work, to what I see, it's not a disability. It's an accomplishment for people with disability. It's opening doors for people with disability. Paramount and CBS has just opened more doors for people with disability. Now they say, now people with disability look at this and say, this is really a blind person acting on a TV show. Now they know they have a chance to make it too. I mean, if you have autism, or whatever it is, now you know you have a chance to make it. Your chance is more. Because CBS and Paramount just opened the door for that. And guess what door was show it was on? Guess what show it was on? I know other shows did it. I know. I don't know. But some shows let people with disability on the show, and all, but I never, I don't know they ever had an actual person having a major role with a disability. You know, Stephen King did it with a show for ABC and all. They had two people with Down syndrome. Life Goes On, ABC again, they had a show called Life Go On. Everybody remember Corky and all. But this is a groundbreaker, you know? Game changer. No, to me it is. I don't know about y'all people, the ones that are supposed to be normal people and all. But this is a groundbreaker for people who wanted to get in the business, saying, yeah, they still hire people with disability, you know? And I'm really saying that this show is gonna be the show, guys. It's gonna be the show. Excited, you know. I'm just thinking about it, you know, Star Trek fans and all, and everybody else too who don't watch Star Trek, watch this. I mean, they actually hire a blind person to play the guy. Maybe we'll probably get some more Star Trek fans hooked in. But this come to speak to my website, put a like and put a comment what you think. Is they gonna bring this on regular TV? And if they gonna bring it on the streaming service? I mean, if enough people turn in and break a record, I mean, actually break a record, they might just put this on regular CBS channel. And once again, we will have a Star Trek show on prime time on a regular network, CBS, you know, and then watch all the other networks like Fox, NBC, and ABC. Watch what they do. And this is going to be a brown, this break records. All the rest of them going to do, try to do the same thing CBS doing, been doing since the 60s. I mean, NBC had it at first, though. But tell me what y'all think on YouTube and Facebook and all, and Instagram and all. I mean, just think about it. You can watch it on a streaming service. If you miss it on regular TV, you can catch the episode. Or you can go watch the episode or record the episode, you know. I mean, either way, you can watch it, you know, and or you can go to the streaming service and watch it again, you know, watch it over again, you know. I mean, or some people in your house don't like Star Trek, and you can't get to the DVR, you know. Well, you can always watch it on the streaming service, you know. Back then, you couldn't. You had to have two TVs and everybody else watching something else. And you missed the episode of Star Trek. I had to deal with that. With the Next Generation and Deep Space Nine. When I was living with my wife, my ex, somebody that I married, parents. And I couldn't you know, see my show. You know, they would sit there and watch their shows and all, but I couldn't see my show. You know. And then they complain when I do watch the show. And it, you know, and things happen, and a lot of things happen. And but nowadays we got streaming service, we got Netflix, and Netflix is gonna be really pissed too, because they didn't want they didn't want to do another season of Discovery, you know. But if this break records, Discovery gonna get a number season. They're gonna get a 6th or 7th season if this break records. I mean, we're gonna get a lot more Star Trek. And I really think this show is gonna break. It might not. It might be a totally disappointing, you know? It's like some people say Discovery was. Might be totally disappointing. We are preparing for anything right now. We don't know what they're going to be. But I really think they learned that lesson from Discovery, what they need to do, and how fans speak out when they get it wrong. I mean, Star Wars and Star Trek fans are some of the rough fans. They like football fans. I think they know that. I think Paramount know that now. This stuff is not going to go away. And I think Paramount and CBS know that. That's why they joined forces again. Because they know they got a hit on their hand. Ever since. They know this. They know. And we're going to get a lot more Star Trek. I think it should have been on CBS. Discovery should have just put Discovery on CBS. You know. That's what Peacock for NBC. You can watch it on regular TV on NBC, or you can just wait to go to Peacock and watch it on Peacock. You know, I think that's what CBS should have did. Still can have y'all on Paramount Plus, you know. Yeah. But I think it's money, you know. It's the money. A lot got to do with the money. And who knows? Yeah, it's just pretty... really factor that. Wow. I just hope this thing actually do something too. You know, I know it got a lot of what you call them in it, a lot of static in it. I don't know how to get that out, you know. I'm trying to. But maybe it's just something else. I can hear myself talking and everything, but it's just like a static in the background. But it sounds good on iHeart and other platforms. I don't know how it sounds in your car and stuff like that. But pretty sound good to me, you know? I can hear myself. And all. Wow. Game plan changing from the other shows and stuff. And, but, guys, back to Star Trek. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be good. From the beginning all the way to Christopher Pike goes into the wheelchair. It's going to be good. Mark my words. We're going to get another Star Trek original show. We're going to have Kirk, Spock, McCoy, Chekhov, the whole gang, Sulu, the nurse, and Scotty. We're going to have them all watch. We're going to get it. We're going to call it the Star Trek original series. That's what they're probably going to call it. Because there's no way they're going to bring back Kirk this early and not plan for bringing back the original characters. And they got Uhura on the show too. Nah, they coming out with something big, guys. Believe me. Like I said, the Star Galaxy, when you saw it on Picard, that crew going to have their own TV show too. Watch. You know, I'm so glad that Discovery is getting a season 5, but I'm getting more and more excited about Strange New Worlds as we get closer. And I'm just talking about it, ain't I? I'm finally talking about it. Yeah, that's right. But I love Picard. I love the animated series. Both of them. I really do. 5 stars, 10 plus. Discovery, 10 billion plus. 15 million stars. Great, great cast. Great crew. Every day. But I can't wait till the 5th. I mean, I just can't wait to see Uhura. And oh man, it's gonna be all I'm asking the fans, tune in, because we might get it on regular TV. Just tune in, okay? Tune in. That's all you have to do. Tune in. Just go to, if you have the Strive, to Paramount Plus. Start doing it now. Start striving now. It's only $5 with commercials. That's all. You can stand a couple commercials. $5 with commercials, $10, $11 without commercials. Either way, you're going to get your money worth. Okay? Because they're going to make sure you get your money worth. Guys, girls, young ladies, and all, new fans, old fans, in between fans, hate fans, patrol fans, I wanna be fans, don't know nothing about Star Trek, I wanna be fans, and all between, watch. Who knows, might even see Will Smith up there. But I did not say that. But you know, you never know. Because we saw some guest stars on Star Trek Next Generation and Deep Space Nine, you know. So you never know what we might get. You know, he might come play a Klingon and some kind of other alien. Like I said, you never know. I don't really think his career is gone, but just I'm asking the Star Trek community to pray for him too, okay? Because he's a really good actor. He really is. And then just ask the Star Trek community. Because we are a good community. We are a loving family. Even though we argue about the shows and stuff. With best shows and all. But we all want. You ever been to a Star Trek convention, you will get love. I swear to God. No matter you're black, white, whatever. You will get love. So just go to a Star Trek convention. If you want a hug, or you just want to talk to someone, go to one of those. One of the Star Trek conventions, okay? And I promise, you won't be disappointed. You might not see a lot of weird people there, dressed up and all. But remember, they normal people. Police officers, firefighters, doctors, lawyers. Even people from the White House and all. They weird anyway, so they don't need a Star Trek uniform. But yeah. We get ready for the biggest night. You know, I think the biggest night of Star Trek. I think it's going to be like the Star Wars movies. I think it's going to be like that. But I'll let you know. So, thank you, everyone. Thank you for joining me. And have a great week. Hope you're having a great week. And can't wait to see you again. Going to put up more episodes and stuff. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for fans. Love you, Star Trek fans. We're going to be watching together. And everybody else, including Will Smith fans, say the prayer. And as always, live and prolong and prosper. May the force of Jesus be with you. And always, Donald, Ashley, Michael, Jessica, and Myra, and we love you. Good night. See you on the next episode.